Meditation 33. Compassion is the key.
Yesterday, my dear Lord Shyam, I tried to make an appeal to you. I inquired, "Dear Lord, since I have been away from you for so long, trying to do your work in the material worlds, don't you think it is time for me to return home, back to your divine abode?" You glanced at me in a penetrating and loving way, and instead of being angry with me for my presumptuous and arrogant nature, you, out of great concern, asked my spiritual master to enlighten me. The spiritual master said, "My dear son, please come with me. See that blind man stumbling around, trying to move about as people are bumping into him? When your compassion is so strong for this soul that you are ready to take his place, freeing him from his torment, then you will be a candidate for the kingdom of God." As I studied the blind man's condition, I was overwhelmed with compassion. The spiritual master said, "My dear son, please come with me. Observe this man who has impaired speech. There are so many things he would like to talk about and to express to others, but since he cannot talk, he is usually disregarded, and this leaves the poor man in great frustration. When you are ready to take his place, so he can be freed of his torment, then you will be a candidate for the kingdom of God." As I studied the deaf man's condition, I was overwhelmed with compassion. The spiritual master requested that I continue with him. He said, "Please observe the invalid confined to his bed. Notice how he is a burden to his so-called friends and family members. They will be so relieved when he finally dies. When your compassion is so strong for this soul that you're ready to take his place so he can be freed from his torment, then he will be a candidate for the kingdom of God." As I studied the invalid's condition, I was overwhelmed with compassion. The spiritual master mentioned, "Come this way, my beloved son. Take notice of this homeless man. At the end of the day, he has no family or home to return to. And even when he tries to find a place to rest, sometimes the children harass him or the police arrest him. When your compassion is so strong for this soul that you are ready to take his place so he can be freed from his torment, then you will be a candidate for the kingdom of God." As I studied the homeless man and his condition, I was overwhelmed with compassion. The spiritual master again requested that I continue with him. He said, observe this single woman with many children. For so long she has been looking for love, security, and protection. However, after being cheated, maltreated, and abused by her previous husbands, she is now single and has no substantial means of taking care of herself or her children. When your compassion is so strong for her that you are prepared to take her place so she can be freed from her torment, then you will be a candidate for the kingdom of God. As I studied her predicament, I was overwhelmed with compassion. My spiritual master then led me to a situation that seemed to be a contradiction. He said, please observe this woman. We took notice of a very wealthy lady who seemed very secure. However, each moment was hell for her because she had no children and desperately wanted to be a mother. She questioned her womanhood, as did her associates. She felt cursed by providence and often thought of committing suicide. When your compassion is so strong for this soul that you're willing to take her place so she can be relieved of her torment, then you will be a candidate for the kingdom of God. As I studied her predicament, I was overwhelmed with compassion. The spiritual master further requested that I continue with him. Please observe this wretched man sentenced to a life of imprisonment. Each day he wakes up with nothing to look forward to. He has lost all contact with the outside world. Even his own family no longer communicates with him. He wishes that he had never been born and prays for his life to end. He would like to commit suicide, but his imprisonment will not provide such freedom. When your compassion, my dear son, is so strong for this soul that you're even willing to take his place so he can be relieved of his torment, then you will be a candidate for the kingdom of God. As I studied the prisoner's condition, I was overwhelmed with compassion. The spiritual master encouraged me to observe the situation of a helpless child who was being repeatedly abused by those who were supposed to be her protectors. This innocent child kept turning to her parents and others for love and protection, but all they gave her was more abuse. The little child unfortunately perceived the entire world as a hostile place where adults existed just to inflict pain upon her. Here again, my son, I must stress to you that when your compassion is so strong for this soul that you're willing to take her place so she can be freed from this torment, then you will be a candidate for the kingdom of God. As I studied the little girl's condition, I was overwhelmed with compassion. The spiritual master asked me to take notice of a refugee family. They lived like wild animals, roaming from one dangerous situation to another, looking for food, shelter, and security. Even though they were not behind bars, they were imprisoned by their desperate condition. In great fear, they tried to shake off the past, moving from city to city and camp to camp. Their release would come only from death, which stalked their every step. My spiritual master repeated, "When your compassion, my dear son, is so strong for those souls that you're willing to take their place so they can be freed from their torment, then you will be a candidate for the kingdom of God." As I studied their pitiful predicament, I was overwhelmed with compassion. I did not have time to compose myself when my spiritual master said, "Once more, please come with me. Regard this elderly lady. She has given her life to her friends and family, but now that she has grown old and wrinkled, no one wants to even look at her withered face. Even her own children treat her as if she has a contagious disease and painfully avoid her. Even the smallest request from her causes such resentment that they frequently beat her. Her family members are worse than vultures. They take her money and other assets, hoping all the while that she will soon die, that they can be through with her once and for all." The spiritual master turned to look at me with tear-filled eyes. I had not realized how much he too had been moved by the suffering of all these souls. The tears ran more profusely down his face as he said with a choked up voice, "When you have such compassion for these tormented souls that you not only are willing to change places with them, but are eagerly willing to remain in this hellish planet, eternal, giving up all the credits you have earned so as to be used for others, when you are willing to give up all considerations for your own liberation so that these souls can be liberated, only then can you be considered a serious candidate to return home back to the kingdom." The enormous problems and sufferings of these people overwhelmed me. I thought, is it possible for any person to have such profound selfless compassion? But before I could express this in words, I looked again at my guru's face, and I realized how fortunate I was for standing before me, guiding me, was such a selfless, glorious soul. I knew he would gladly forego all personal concerns to guarantee the return of other souls to the kingdom of God. There was nothing left for me to say or do other than to promise the spiritual master that I would not rest until I had developed such profound compassion. Such compassion is not possible without serious blessings from the Guru and other souls. So I beg for these blessings. Other than that, I will be forced to remain a pseudo devotee. I beg that you make me such a pure devotee, although I am most unworthy.